I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, our sports director, Mike Plourd, chatted with Jeff Olson. He's the head football coach of the Ishpeming Hematites, and he shared some information about a special screening of the film Do It for Daniel that's coming up this weekend. Here's more with what's going on with Mike Plourd and Jeff Olson.
Ever since we had the premiere, you know, in August, I think we showed it, we thought, to about 1,700 people. There's been a lot of people since then that couldn't make it. They're out of town and wondering if we were going to have a second showing. So we decided now, being Mental Health Awareness Month this month. Also, you know, we've talked to a lot of counselors lately, and they said this has been one of the worst times that they've ever seen for anxiety and depression, mental illness. And, you know, I've been since that premiere, I've been traveling to high schools and showing it and speaking, and we found out there's always a few questions that maybe don't get answered in the documentary, because a documentary is our life story, Daniel's story. So now when we show it, I speak for about 10 minutes before, I speak about 10 minutes after, to kind of tell the what's and the whys of what happened and why they happened. And, you know, we obviously, we touch on, you know, on suicide, and that's so hard, and that's a stigma too, so hard for people to understand. So it's a little different in the fact that we talk a little bit more, but there's a lot of people that still haven't seen it. So we're going to show it again.
And like you said, it's about understanding. It's about getting people to know what's really going on. You've talked about stigma before. You talk about it a little bit in the movie, and then certainly there's a lot of that. But it's about bringing awareness to the issues and getting by that stigma.
Well, there's no question, because when Daniel came forward as a junior and asked for help, he had already fought it for 5 years. He didn't have a clue what was going on with him. We didn't have a clue. You know, this was something so new to him and to us that, first and foremost, we want to educate and let people understand that this is real. This is a real disease. It's a real medical disease. And people freak out when you say mental illness, but it's a medical illness, and it's a medical illness of the brain. It attacks people differently. Everything's different. There's a lot of treatment. It's very, very treatable. But the problem is people don't come forward because of the stigma. They feel weak. They feel, they, people will think they're faking. People will think they're crazy. So they don't come forward. And, you know, we want it to be commonplace that when people feel different, when people feel abnormal, when they can't, it's hard for them to laugh, when they can't see happiness, that it is real. It's not something that, you know, they're different. They're going crazy. So, It's all about educating people and getting it out in the open and people talking about it.
There's also an element in the movie too, Jeff, where family is all, it's all about family. You talk about the parents. Your daughter Jamie narrates the film and does a fantastic job, by the way. But it helps families too to get through this and give them some strength to work with it.
Well, and we found that out because of us traveling, and because when we did the premiere, there's been so many success stories, and that's why we're really trying to go hard and get it out there about people who see the presentation and ask for help. People see the presentation and understand what their loved ones were going through. People see in the presentation and maybe one of their loved ones has completed suicide, and they can kind of see some of the reasons why. So, you know, there's been a lot of success stories, like I said, and that's what keeps the fuel going to keep going.
One more time, Jeff, when, where, and how can folks get tickets?
This Sunday, May 21st at 4 o'clock in the Peterson Auditorium in Ishpeming, and there's no charge. We're going to accept donations. There's still a lot of fundraising we have to do, but we just want people to see it now, we'll accept donations at the door. Sunday, we feel Sunday in the afternoon, people are done home from their weekend vacation. So hopefully the people that haven't seen it, I would recommend, even if you did see it, to come see it again, because it, you know, everybody says the second, third time they see it, they pick up more stuff. Plus, like I said, we explain some things a little bit more before and after that ties a lot of stuff in.
That's Great Lakes Radio Sports Director Mike Plourd speaking with Ishpeming Hematites head football coach Jeff Olson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.